live. I used to live for horse racing. Not, I didn't live for it, but I followed it. I followed it as closely as I followed any sport. And we've had two, you know, back in the day, when I was in my 20s and Secretariat was tearing it up and Seattle Slough was tearing it up and all those other great horses, Foolish Pleasure was mounting a charge and all that shit. Christ, it was a great thing, man. And we used to go to Santa Anita back in those days. You saw all those horses. I saw Willie Shoemaker, Lafitte Kai. I saw Ron Turcotte, saw all the great jockeys. And now I could give a fuck. I guess your interest, like now I'm watching soccer. All right. Enough of that. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are at Butner Lake. This week on the fan page, we're going to be asking for your reminiscences about Bobby and Steve. Margaret's going to sing. I want her to sing. God, that is just a terrible picture. I looked over again. It's really shitty. Where are we at? Margaret's going to sing. And I think I know the song I wanted to sing, too. It's going to be something, you know, typically, like, for instance, I thought about having her sing that song, 99 Luft Balloons. You remember that thing by whatever, that little German chick? 99 Luft Balloons. I think Margaret singing that would be a scream, but it's all in German. And I'm not, I don't know. Nothing wrong with that, but. Where's Pop, Jack? Here. I think there's better songs. Here we go. What about... What about Silence is Gold? Like, oh, don't it hurt? You guys don't even know the song. How about... Imagine me and you. I do. I think about us day and night. She already did, but you better be good to me. No, man. Bitch. I think about you day and night. So, a lot of fun Friday night. I had a blast doing that. I want to thank Melissa for suggesting that I go through the chats in character. It's fun. Another really cool thing happened. Setlist reached out to me over the weekend. I had originally reached out to them. Setlist is a show at a variety of comedy clubs around the country. And I did it in San Francisco. I did it at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, and it was a blast for me to do, and everybody loved it, where you are standing on stage, and you turn around, and there's a topic, and you got to riff on the topic. As a stand-up comic, I don't think I'm all that great. I mean, as a character guy, I think I'm good, but just telling jokes. But that, improvising off of something like that, was a lot of fun for me, and it worked pretty good. So Setlist just... reached out, and so I may be doing a few of those in the coming months, which I think will be really fun. I mean, that's my thing, you know. That's my thing. I don't know how to say it, but all right. Where the hell is get up Margaret's song? Lean on me when you're alone. Jesus fucking Christ! That goddamn what is wrong with this fucking thing? Right. We did the Bossa Nova. What if she did Iran by Flock of Seagulls?
Phil, I want to change it up a little bit here on what I'm going to do tonight at the House of Oyster.
Now this House of Oyster is...
Yes, it's in Pedro. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And I want to change it up a little and show the multiplicity and the duality. Don't worry about it, bud. They're big words. You can look them up later. Of what I'm capable of. You understand?
Well, Margaret, I fear what you're capable of.
Why don't all of you jokers just sit down and listen to a professional before I get really angry and... I
start throwing bodies at the front door.
And I start throwing bodies at the front door, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. This is really where I live. You know, I do a lot of show tunes and things that the audience likes, but this is me. This is Margaret Gray right here.
Yeah.
Hey, Margaret, you just went, yeah.
Oh, bullshit.
You did, Margaret. I heard it.
Well, maybe you're just hearing things, old man.
you,
You know, I love that beat, and I've always been a very big fan of this group, the Flock of Seagulls. I believe they were hairdressers before they...
I think they were.
You just broke character there, Phil, but I think they were.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd see a girl like you.
Wah, 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 wah.
And I ran. I couldn't get away.
Here you go. You guys are going to love this. You'll love it. Wait a minute.
When sin and strife came in my life and took control, I knew that nothing I could do would save my soul. I brought my heavy load of guilt to God in prayer. He laid my sins beneath the cross and left them there. I'm living, yes, living on higher ground. I know that I'm rescued.
I started playing gospel music and the fucking feed went down. So that's the end of that. God's definitely telling me, don't you fuck with my people. All right, God. I'm going to fuck with you people. All right, so I got to reboot. Redo everything, Phil. Jesus H. fucking Christ. Jesus H. cries. So reboot that motherfucker, yeah. Well, huh? Yes, no, no, yes. No? No signal, huh? I gotta just go to Facebook Live, period. You know, just, let me see. Reboot it one more time. There it is. So what happened that time was, it might be this fucking TriCaster. I don't know. The feed just stopped. All I know is when I started playing gospel music, the feed went right, it crashed. Oh man, it crashed. Here you go.
To go to Jericho and to march seven times around. He followed safely in the blessed Lord's command, and the walls came tumbling down.
See? I don't want to fuck with that anymore because I'm going to lose the feed again. I know a lot of you guys, some of you guys know that I listen to Southern gospel music because I'd give anything, man, to promote I'd like to be the promoter on a Southern gospel music show presented as, but I don't want to, I don't, people probably would think I'm mocking it, as a American folk music. So I think what you do is you go to like a folk music festival and invite some of these Southern gospel groups. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd work. I'm telling you. Not the whole wall to wall, but have some of these gospel groups sing at these. Now I know about black gospel and the spirituals. That's music I love and I've listened to and I enjoy and has been God knows has incorporated itself more into popular music than Southern gospel has. But Southern gospel music is folk music, and it's authentic American folk music, and it is, I think it has more to do, to be honest with you, with folk music than it does with country music, although a lot of those people kind of go between gospel and country. Okay, let me look here. Maybe it's because folk music has too many commies in it. Oh, Christ, look at this. Look what we got here, man. Oh, we got ourselves a problem. Yeah, there it is. Okay, cool. Then the walls come tumbling down. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, good. Now what we're going to do here is get sound effects. Then the wall I'm living on. What is All America All Stars? What are those guys? College? What level of baseball is that, All America? I know there is Pony League. Oh, is that American Legion? You could go from Little League, and then you go to Pony League, and then you went to, I think, American Legion. Not that I give that much of a shit, but I was just curious. Okay, here we go. I think this is it. Yeah, okay. No, not that one, motherfucker. I need on the phone.
Then the wall
This is it. Revving, right? This thing used to have a loop feature. It doesn't loop anymore. Okay. I'm living on high. Bobby, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, Phil. We're here at Butner. Steve and I just got back from the Goblin Inn. I've had a couple. We're enjoying ourselves. We had a little bit of a problem out here when Steve was fishing off the dock.
Steve went to the dam. You know, there's a dam. There's always a dam somewhere. I was fishing, and what am I doing, man? Oh, I know what I was looking for. I ran karaoke. Here we go. I'm sure this is best version. This good. This is the very best version they have here.
Thank you very much, ladies. Right after the show, I'll be going over to the House of Oyster.
What's the name of that place she's going to?
You said it was the House of Oyster.
Yes, that's what I said. Come.
All right, Margaret, I'm trying to get the thing figured out.
Margaret, we just want to make sure that we know where you're going.
Don't worry about it, homeboy. I'll tell you where I'm going. I'm going to the House of Goddamned Oyster.
God, man.
The Avenue. I never thought I'd meet a boy like you. Woo, woo, woo. Meet a boy like you.
It says girl.
I know it, you ass. Stormy eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through, hypnotize me through. And I ran so far away. I just ran, I ran both night and day. I couldn't get away. You see the drama that I'm bringing to it, Phil? Phil?
Yes, yes, it's,
What are you doing? Why are you playing with your zipper? Cloud appears above your head. A beam of light comes shining down on you. Shining.
Oh, this is perfect. Oh, that's good.
Well, Cecil Burnside was over there, Phil. Do you know him?
Cecil Burnside?
Yeah.
No, I don't know the man.
Well, Cecil Burnside was over there, and he was telling stories, doing campfire stories, right, Steve?
Yeah, he was doing the campfire story.
Right. And some of the stories apparently were filthy. So the boys came back, and they were talking about, you know, how filthy it was. Let me see this. Well, some of the stories apparently were very filthy, and the boys came back.
Cecil Burnside?
Yes, that's the man's name. Don't wear it out.
Yeah, that's his name. Don't wear it.
That's his Wayne. That's his Wayne.
That's his Wayne?
That's his name.
All right, so what about him?
What about what?
What about Cecil Burnside?
Cecil Burnside is an old character from around here, and he tells stories. And one of the things that I think is interesting, testing 1, 2, 3.
Jesus Christ, they just fucked that up.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, shit.
That'll work. I bumped the level for the board there.
Cecil Burnside was telling some filthy stories, so...
Yeah, I had to go get the boys.
So Steve went over and gathered the boys, and we went back to the Goblin and had fish and chips.
What do you mean he was telling filthy stories?
Well, he's an old-timer.
He has a lot of great old stories, and he often tells them, but occasionally they get filthy.
Yeah, he drifts into filth, and he's told a lot of great stories. Remember the one of the bear out of the cave?
Oh, yeah, there's a story where he ran away from a bear in a cave. There's another story about him catching the biggest bass on the lake, but occasionally, you know.
Occasionally, for whatever reason, he talks about... He drifted into some story about a woman that he picked up at the Goblin. He drifts into some stories about a woman that he picked up at the Goblin, and things like that.
Right.
What are you laughing at?
All right, man. That's groovy. Okay, that's groovy. That's groovy. I got that. I got that. I got that. Okay. I got that. Don't worry about it. The Goblin. Anybody got an idea as to, let's see. There we are buffering again. God damn it. Really, 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 really fucked up.
All right.
Lloyd's got to do a mouse siren, you know, stop. And I think it'll be some guy that's,
All right, what are you doing? I was just putting on my, underwear. I was putting my pants on, okay? Okay, what were you doing? I was trying to film. I was taking pictures. Put the phone down. Do you understand that's dangerous? Wait, that's not Lloyd.
This is about looking like an asshole, not,
You look like an asshole with that. You got a bumper sticker. What does that black rifle's matter?
No. What in the fuck could it be? Anybody got any idea, if you're still watching this fucked up feed, on what Mouse Siren Cop could be doing? Jesus Christ, I can't read that shit. Everybody's just talking among themselves. They don't give a shit about what I got. They don't care about anything that I have to say. They don't care about... I'm living, yes, living on higher ground.
Well, I can tell you, Phil, over at Butner Lake. But it's really interesting. Yeah, Cecil Burnside.
I don't know where I came up with that name.
He tells these wonderful old stories, you know, Phil, about...
he talks about old days at the lake.
Yeah, old times at the lake. And anyway, but he tends to tell filth... he tends to get... they get filthy. It's nothing. It's the usual run-of-the-mill anal and felching.
Good God, Bobby. That's not just run-of-the-mill. When kids can hear that?
Oh, don't make a big thing.
You know, one of the things we don't like to do, Phil, is make a big thing out of it with the kids, okay?
No, I understand that, but it's just so... Test, 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 test. God damn it. Test, 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 test. Shit. Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test. Testing, 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 testing. Phil Henry here. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God damn it, Bobby. God damn it, Bobby. I am loath to, I'm loath to use the compression because I just don't like that big hollow sound.
Yeah, you know what, Phil? Cecil Burnside tells a lot of filthy stories.
Yeah, he talked about some gal he picked up in the barn, you know.
In a barn?
At the bar over here at the...
Oh, at the Goblin, yeah. So it tends to be a lot of times, it's just filth.
So why would you have your boys listening to that shit?
What did you say?
Yeah, what are you talking about, Mr. Randy? Talk about my boys.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so I'm talking at this level here, and that's what we're going to do, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do that. Okay, I don't give a shit. Okay, so now. I'm living, yes, living. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. There's a little more of that goddamn buffering there. There's more buffering. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Okay. I think I'm cool. What's the name of this place that you're going to be at, Margaret? It's called the, I forgot about these motherfuckers. Okay, I'll put that in after the show. Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. No, not news, bitch. You want the fucking mail. bitch. Sorry, media is offline. Have you ever seen anything like this before in your motherfucking life? I am bitterly, bitterly disappointed in this performance here. I am bitterly, bitterly fucking disappointed in this shit. This is obviously something that... All right, so where are we at here, man? Testing 1, 2. You know, it's just, you look at shit like that, man, you want to just not even go to work. You don't even want to show up for work. Where is the... That's a schedule. Spot for MeUndies, spot for Quip, Dennis Miller. Listen, bitch. All right, man. I got you, Dennis. Dennis Miller option. The Dennis Miller option. And then we have, where's it? Okay. Okay, so that's Quip. Here we go, man.